Ranky Tanky. Let's see. The band, I guess, technically we've been doing this for about maybe 3 years now. But in the last maybe year and a half is when things have really started to pick up. We have known each other for quite a long time and have been, you know, I guess doing our own musical things, for a number of years. Maybe about, somewhere around 1998 or 1999, myself and, Kevin on bass and Quentin on drums and Clay on guitar. We had a little band here in town called The Gradual Lean that we used to play jazz standards and our own original tunes and stuff like that. But then we all kind of did our separate things. Like Clay moved to New York. Quentin was out on the road quite a bit with a lot of major jazz artists. Kevin and I were playing in different organizations or playing in different bands. But on occasion, we would all get back together and we would play, you know, but about 3 years ago, Clay came up with this idea or with this concept and sort of presenting the music of our area. And that's sort of the beginnings of it. And then about 2 years ago, you know, we said we need a dynamic singer. And, you know, there was a logical choice was Kiana Parler right here in our hometown. So that's the basic quick version of the story, I should say.
So that's your own creation myth. Tell us about the Gullah culture that your musical inspiration derives from.
Oh, well, the Gullah culture, that dates back to a long, long, long time ago before any of us were even thought of, probably before any of our great-grandparents were even thought of. You know, around here, everybody knows the Gullah culture because, you know, we're right in the thick of it. The Gullah Geechee Corridor stretches from the sort of the southern eastern shore of North Carolina, and it goes all the way down to the northern part of Florida. But the main concentration is really from, I'd say, from McClellanville, South Carolina, all the way down through Georgia. And here in Charleston, where, you know, a lot of people just really believe that this was the, you know, major landing spot for slaves that were being brought, you know, into the United States. You know, they lived on these barrier islands, and they maintained their culture. They maintained a lot of their beliefs and practices, whether it was religion, whether it was entertainment, whether it was the way they cooked, you know, just the way that they, the dialect, all of those things make up the Gullah culture. And so it's pretty present still around here in Charleston. You can tell if you're talking with somebody that's a descendant from the way they talk or, you know, how they prepare food, how they worship at church. You know, a lot of those things have been passed down from generation to generation. And we just interpret those things with the various styles of music that each of us have learned to play and have grown up playing over the years, whether it's jazz, whether it's blues, whether it's gospel, whether it's folk music, R&B, you know, you name it. There are different elements in Ranky Tanky's sound that you can find, you know, from all of those different styles of music. It's all woven in there.
It's interesting because if you go traveling to Savannah or Charleston, you're immediately struck by the physical beauty and then all the, you know, the grand architecture and the material culture that's left over from slave days, although it's rarely identified as such. And so to have this parallel cultural world that doesn't really have any grand structures, there, you know, that's... people didn't have anything, and all it sounds like they had was their own culture and their memories, their past, their traditions. And so to find it still alive and to have you pushing it forward is a pretty amazing phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, and around here, I mean, nobody really thinks about it because that's the norm around here, you know. But, you know, when you go away and you talk to people that, you know, have no clue about what Gullah is. Like we were, I don't remember exactly where we were. We were someplace, maybe in the Midwest, and this gentleman, he just walked up and he said, "I'm going to introduce you all, and I just want to make sure that I'm saying everything right." And he said, "Now, it's this goulash music?" And I said, "No, no, sir. Goulash is a food. It's Gullah, you know?" And then he said something else that was just totally in left field, and I said, "Just say Ranky Tanky, and I'll take it from there, you know?" There have been other places where there have been people in the crowd that they either lived here on the in the southern, you know, southeastern part of the United States, so they had heard about it, or they were transplants from, you know, from Georgia or South Carolina. But other than that, unless you just are very scholarly and you read up, you know, on it, it's not really out there that much. Which is odd, because there are a lot of things that people say and sing and do that come from the Gullah culture. They just aren't aware of it.
Interesting. Now, you're 3 years into this incarnation of your musical career, and suddenly this culture is very much in the news, but not in the way you'd want it to be. The daily headlines about the rallies and the president's comments and Black Lives Matter and just the hyper-politicized culture we live in today. Is that reflected in your presentation of this ancient culture that your work is based on?
Nah, not really. The Gullah culture, you know, in my opinion, and I think most people, if they were to really examine it, is based off of faith. You know, faith that everything's going to be all right. In spite of all of the bad circumstances that they were in, how they were, you know, stolen from their own country, how they, you know, were forced to, you know, work here in the United States, you know, under the, you know, slave masters and everything. There was still the belief that everything was going to work in their favor. They held on to their faith. And even if you listen to some of the music that we have interpreted, Been in the Storm, you know, Been in the Storm So Long, Lord, give me, you know, more time to pray. I've been in the storm so long, you know, it's a cry for the Lord to be with them. My grandfather's song, Watch That Star, or rather his song was actually called Mary Wheat, Martha Mourn. But it contains lyrics of Watch That Star in it, which is a very, it's about following, you know, the star, following the star to Christ, you know, just keeping the faith. The little kid, the innocence of those kids' games, you know, our title track song, Ranky Tanky, it's basically a kid's game, you know. And if you were to, you know, there's some field recordings out there of kids playing it, you know, when you sing the song and you hear Clay singing, you know, "Old lady come from Booster, had two hands and a rooster. Rooster died, old lady cried that you don't need eggs like you used to." Take the melody out a little bit, and then envision two little girls, you know, playing patty cake with it, and it suddenly takes on a different, you know, sort of setting. It's a kid's game. "Old lady come from Booster, had two hands and a rooster. The rooster died, the old lady cried." Our music is enlightening. It is educational. It is entertaining. It is energetic. It causes people to think, and so we're just fortunate enough that we are in a place that we can present it and interpret it as a young musician. So that's where we are with it.